This is KCUR 89.3. Many actors say they finally get into character when they put on their costumes, and an effective costume design can transport audiences to ancient Greece or to the nifty 50s of the musical Grease. The wardrobe design for the Unicorn Theater's production of The Whale brings to the stage the life of a 600-pound shut-in. Steve Walker, reporting for KCUR 89.3, has the story.
With the selection of the play The Whale, the Unicorn Theater is tackling a challenge with an unprecedented main character. Charlie is an online writing teacher and the estranged father of a bitter teenage daughter. What keeps him a hostage to his apartment is that he tips the scale at 600 pounds. He's played by actor Phil Fiorini. Interviewed before a recent rehearsal, his head and hands are the only flesh showing outside of the enormous fat suit.
I might have this on right now, but it doesn't feel like I have anything on when we're doing the play. You know, it's so raw, the emotions, the connections with people. It's not a play that I can hide in a suit. I usually love that, you know, playing a character, having a funny voice or something like that, but this is different.
The actor sits on a sofa next to costume designer Georgiana Buchanan. With a pinch here and a pull there, she fidgets with the lumps and bumps of the fat suit, testing what his belly should look like to audiences.
I'm patting all of the fat flaps and rolls and sort of arranging the costume on him. He spends quite a bit of time in the play sitting on the sofa, and I want the movements to look realistic as much as we can.
There is no textbook direction for how to make an actor look so heavy. Buchanan says she created the suit from a variety of materials.
The costume is a combination of four-way stretch spandex, fiberfill, polypropylene microbeads, a lot of them. The shaping is coming along. I want it to work with the actor, and Phil is a very inspiring actor. Watching the design run the other day, and he was not wearing the fat suit, and he's just such a beautiful, I saw it on him.
There are hints in the play that Charlie once lived a pretty normal life. He was married and fathered a child. He divorced and found the love of his life with a male partner. Then an unfortunate set of circumstances results in an overwhelming loss.
There's a plot point where someone stops eating and he begins eating, you know. I think, and from what I read, people wake up and all of a sudden they're this, and they don't know how they got there sometimes. You know, it just happens. Sometimes we don't in our, I don't know if you want to call it addiction or our compulsivity. You just wake up and all, you're like, how did I get here?
Director Sidney Garrett sees in Charlie's Predicament a very human story about how people's coping mechanisms, whether alcohol, drugs, sex, or food, can fail them.
When you're a loving and caring person and a person who craves connection and intimacy, to lose those things and those people that you value and love is, you know, people create ways to survive those things. And then you find yourself sometimes in horrible situations, needing recovery for some reason, or sitting on your sofa unable to leave your home because you've gained 600 pounds.
Theatergoers might feel hesitant investing in a character whose size provokes intense feelings. But Fiorini says there's more to Charlie than his expansive silhouette.
Even when he is surrounded by people who maybe call him names, he always looks on the positive side of a person. There's a kindness and goodness. He sees goodness in people. Maybe he doesn't for himself. I don't know, you know.
As visible and impressive as Charlie's fat suit may be, director Sidney Garrett hopes audiences will ultimately take away the intent of the playwright.
You never know why a person is the way they are unless you really know them. Just looking at people on the surface and seeing that they're fat or they're too tall or they're too short or they're a different color or whatever, you know, the judging that we all do when we see something, the physical judging that we do, maybe this play will be a reminder to everyone that you never know a person till you walk a mile in their moccasins.
Garrett adds that though Charlie's weight is physically ever-present, the other four traditionally proportioned characters carry around plenty of emotional baggage of their own. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Steve Walker.
The Whale continues through March 27th at the Unicorn Theater. To watch a video of a scene from a rehearsal, go to kcur.org/arts.